6. Sweet home, real home. Sweet home. 2. Tom's problem at home. Sometimes there's a problem using the bathroom. Tom dreams of having a bigger home. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. Gosh, the door is locked from inside. Who's in there? It's me, Dad, your dear son, Tom. Can you hurry up? I need to use the toilet. I'm sorry, Dad, but I've just come in. How long do I need to wait? I don't know, Dad. I have the runs. It seems that one bathroom is not enough. Gosh, the door is locked from inside. Who's in there? It's me, Dad. Your dear son, Tom. Can you hurry up? I need to use the toilet. I'm sorry, Dad, but I've just come in. How long do I need to wait? I don't know, Dad. I have the runs. It seems that one bathroom is not enough.
3. Mary's Home of Pride. Mary's home is larger than Tom's. She is showing Kathy around her flat. Listen to the tape or CD and decide which picture shows Mary's flat. Mary, you have a really beautiful flat. Can I have a look upstairs? Sure you can. It's my pride and joy. Let's take the stairs up. Wow, wow, wow! This is a very big balcony. Yes, and it's not the only one. We have 3 balconies. Are you crazy, Mary? Why did you waste money on these balconies? They are all free, dear Kathy. That's why I chose the top floor. Then, how do you use them? Listen, the north one is for summer. The south, of course, for winter. And this one is a good place to look at the river down there from. Mary, you have a really beautiful flat. Can I have a look upstairs? Sure you can. It's my pride and joy. Let's take the stairs up. Wow, wow, wow! This is a very big balcony. Yes, and it's not the only one. We have 3 balconies. Are you crazy, Mary? Why did you waste money on these balconies? They are all free, dear Kathy. That's why I chose the top floor. Then, how do you use them? Listen, the north one is for summer. The south, of course, for winter. And this one is a good place to look at the river down there from.
5. Put on 2 coats. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Barbara decides one day that she is sick and tired of all these blonde jokes and how all blondes are perceived as stupid. So, she decides to show her husband that blondes really are smart by painting a couple of rooms in the house. The next day, right after her husband leaves for work, she gets down to the task at hand. Her husband arrives home at 5:30 and smells the distinctive smell of paint. He walks into the living room and finds his wife lying on the floor in a pool of sweat. He notices that she is wearing a ski jacket and a fur coat at the same time. He goes over and asks her if she is okay. She replies, yes. He asks what she is doing. She replies that she wants to prove to him that not all blonde women are dumb. And she wants to do it by painting the house. He then asks her why she has a ski jacket over her fur coat. She replies that she read the directions on the paint can, and they said, "For best results, put on two coats."
Seven. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
May your dream come true.
May happiness be always with you.
I wish you a long life.
Many happy returns.
We are family. 2. Mother's pride. Sally is on her way to her son's home. She bumps into her old friend Jane. They talk about Sally's son, Tom. Listen to the tape or CD and complete the table about Tom. Hello, Sally. So nice to run into you here. Hello, Jane. I haven't seen you for many years. When did you move to New York? Actually, I've just come here to see my son, Tom. You see, he's lived here since he got married last year. Got married? I remember he was still a naughty high school student when I saw him last time. That was about 7 years ago, right? He's 25 now. He's a doctor in that hospital over there. Really? That's wonderful. Congratulations. By the way, where does he live? He has an apartment on 29th Avenue. Hello, Sally. So nice to run into you here. Hello, Jane. I haven't seen you for many years. When did you move to New York? Actually, I've just come here to see my son, Tom. You see, he's lived here since he got married last year. Got married? I remember he was still a naughty high school student when I saw him last time. That was about 7 years ago, right? He's 25 now. He's a doctor in that hospital over there. Really? That's wonderful. Congratulations. By the way, where does he live? He has an apartment on 29th Avenue.
3. Son's affection for father. Sally's son is also known for his affection for his parents. There is a story about Tom's childhood. Listen to the tape or CD and choose the best answer to each statement. Sally told her friend Jane a story about a trip her husband had taken with their 2.5-year-old son, Tom. It was the first time the father and the boy had been away by themselves. The first night they spent in a hotel, the father moved his bed close to the boy's, and when they had both laid down, he turned off the light. After a few minutes, a little voice said, "It sure is dark, isn't it?" "Yes," said the father, "it's pretty dark, but everything is all right." There was silence for a few more minutes, and then a small hand reached over and took the father's. "I'll just hold your hand, in case you get frightened." Sally told her friend Jane a story about a trip her husband had taken with their 2.5-year-old son, Tom. It was the first time the father and the boy had been away by themselves. The first night they spent in a hotel, the father moved his bed close to the boy's, and when they had both laid down, he turned off the light. After a few minutes, a little voice said, "It sure is dark, isn't it?" "Yes," said the father, "it's pretty dark, but everything is all right." There was silence for a few more minutes, and then a small hand reached over and took the father's. "I'll just hold your hand, in case you get frightened."
4. Trees and Education. Read the passage and work out a dialogue with the partner using the sentences given. Tom was very naughty when he was young and gave his parents a hard time. One day, Tom's father asked an elderly neighbor how strict parents should be with their children. The old man pointed to a rope between a big tree and a young one and said, "Take the rope away." Tom's father did so, and at once the young tree bent. Then the old man asked Tom's father to tie it again, and immediately the young tree stood straight as it used to. Now the old man said, "There, it is the same with children. You must be strict with them for their healthy development. But sometimes you must let them stand alone to see if they are strong enough."
5. A Little Cup of Tea. Here is another story told by Sally's son, Tom. Read it and do the exercises. Father was out of work for 3 months. It was he who babysat me and my older brother when Mother was out working. I was maybe 2 years old and had just recovered from an accident in which one of my arms had been broken, among other injuries. Someone had given me a little tea set as a get-well gift, and it was one of my new favorite toys. Daddy was in the living room, lost in the evening news, and my brother was playing nearby when I brought Daddy a little cup of tea, which was just water. After several cups of tea and lots of praise for such yummy tea, my mom came home from work. Dad had her wait in the living room to watch me bring him a cup of tea, because he must have thought it was just the cutest thing a 2-year-old tiny little baby can do. My mom waited quite patiently, and sure enough, here I came down the hall with a cup of tea for Daddy. She watched him drink it up and then said, "Did it ever occur to you that the only place where the baby can reach to get water is the toilet?"
Seven. Read me. Mother. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell Mother, a word that means the world to me.
Vocabulary. New words.
Master.
Balcony.
Gosh.
Upstairs.
Pride.
Blonde.
Perceive.
Smart.
Distinctive.
Ski.
Prove.
Dumb.
Direction.
Fur.
Advertisement.
Utility.
Marital.
Status.
Naughty.
Congratulation.
Affection.
Education.
Rope.
Bend.
Development.
Helpful. Babysit.
Recover.
Accident.
Injury.
Praise.
Yummy.
Cute.
Tiny.
Patiently.
Occur.
Proper nouns.
Mary.
Kathy.
Barbara.
Mother's Day.
Father's Day.
Sally.
New York.